لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا المحارم تكن عبد الناس أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم موسوس بكتر علماء كرام برادرز ان الدرز القرآن الشريف الله تعالى has in many places mentioned some of the qualities of those who are the true ashiqs of Allah Ta'ala, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. This aspect of ishq is described in many ways. The muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, is obviously the ashiqeen. They are the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Those who have the quality of ihsan, wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, Allah Ta'ala loves the people of ihsan. There are various details in this ihsan. This is also part of the ashiqeen. Allah loves them, they love Allah Ta'ala. So there are many places where Allah Ta'ala describes the qualities of these ashiqeen. One is to have a claim of love, to have a claim that I am the true servant of Allah Ta'ala. But then the claim alone is not sufficient. The claim has to be backed up with action. Person claims that he has a very great attachment for somebody, but his actions are the opposite of what that attachment and that love demands. Then the person is going to say that your claims are all just baseless. There has to be a conformity between the claim and the actions and that follow thereafter. So likewise, one is to be the ashiq of Allah Ta'ala in name, and the other is in action. So Allah Ta'ala is giving the sifat and the qualities of his ashiqeen, that you would not have to guess that is this person an ashiq of Allah Ta'ala or not. These qualities will speak for themselves. And this is actually a yardstick for the person himself, that do I have these qualities in my life? And if I am lacking in this, then it means I still have to develop this love. I still have to bring some strength in this ishq. It's still very weak. It's there, alhamdulillah, every mu'min has it. But there is still a lot to be achieved. So in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about some of the qualities of these ashiqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That rush towards إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards the forgiveness of your Rabb and towards His Jannat, the breadth of which is the expanse between the heavens and the earth. That is just to make us understand. Then Allah Ta'ala says, this is for my ashiqeen. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The muttaqeen are the ashiqeen of Allah Ta'ala. Because that is why they have this taqwa. Because if they didn't have this love of Allah Ta'ala, they wouldn't have this taqwa in their lives. So Allah Ta'ala says that this jannat has been prepared for these ashiqeen. This is Allah Ta'ala's reward for those who have conducted themselves in the way of the ushaq. This jannat, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, o kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great jannat, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi, that no eye has seen. What are the ni'mats of jannat? No eye has ever seen it. And no ear has heard, and no heart can imagine what is the bounties of Jannat all about. Allah Ta'ala has prepared this for the muttaqeen, for the ashiqeen. Now some of their qualities are highlighted in the ayat that come thereafter. So The first thing Allah Ta'ala mentions about them is, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. These ashiqeen and lovers of Allah Ta'ala are those who spend in the condition of ease and adversity. When there's abundance, then too they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in the cause of deen, in assisting others. Our entire deen teaches us from beginning to end that we are not for ourselves alone. Right through you'll find this is a continuous lesson that a mu'min is not just a person on himself for himself. Right in the very first surah of the Quran Sharif, we keep getting reminded about this ummah, that we are part of this collective. We are not for ourselves. Right at the beginning in Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Iyaka Na'bud. We are saying, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us how to say it, how to beg from Him. So this is that lesson that we have been given. Iyaka Na'bud. Ya Allah, you alone do we worship. Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ya Allah, you alone do we seek assistance from. In Arabic, the singular and the plural is all denoted differently. A'bud would mean I worship. Asta'in, I seek help. But in place of the Hamza now there's a noon. Na'bud, we seek help, we worship. Nasta'in, we seek your help. Now one person is reading, he's reading alone. He's reciting in his own salah individually. Or he's reciting the Quran Sharif, he's reading, he's one person reading. But till Qiyamah, every person recites, he'll read Iyaka Na'bud. And he'll recite Iyaka Nasta'in. He's reading alone too, he'll recite Iyaka Na'bud. And Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. He's alone, he's reading for himself. He's reading in his, reciting in his own salah. He's making tilawat of the Quran Sharif on his own. But he will recite till Qiyamah, anybody comes, will recite, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, guide us, the entire ummah, guide every one of us. Allah, don't deprive anybody. Guide us all to the straight path. This collectiveness, that a person is not just for himself. He would be taking care of his own needs also. He'll be concerned about his hidayat as well. He'll be concerned about his own family, but he is for everyone. Iyaka na'bud. Ya Allah, you alone do we, all of us, and you alone do we seek help from. So therefore guide us all. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. He's not for himself. He's for everyone. This is the very essence in a mu'min. So likewise, here Allah Ta'ala says, that this is the shan of a mu'min. That he's forever spending. He's spending on what? Not for his own just comforts and luxuries and just trying to make dunya jannat for himself, which will never happen in any case. But while he will spend for himself, he will enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will do what he needs to do for himself also. But he will always be concerned about others. And therefore, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. He'll always be wanting to see what can I do more for others. Sometimes, person feels, well, I did this and I did that, well, so fine. So therefore, if I did so much, so if I wasted certain amount in, for example, a lavish wedding, spent a few hundred thousand rand in some deco which will get torn and thrown away, but I also did so much, so then it doesn't matter. No, it matters a great deal. Because all this is Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. And all this is Allah Ta'ala's amanat also. So if a person spent 10 times the amount in the right cause, but he spent that 200,000, 300,000 rands in deco which will get torn and thrown away, he'll be accountable for it. It's not that he will just be allowed to just get past it. He'll be accountable for it. That this was Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. And this was to be used in a way that Allah Ta'ala will be pleased. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will not move from the spot that he is standing on until he answers some questions. And among the questions that he will be asked, وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. That he will be asked about his wealth, how he earned it. How he earned it. Allah Ta'ala has various commands and restrictions that apply. Did a person conduct himself within those limits? Or he did anything and everything as he wished? And found some loophole somewhere and tried to just make some tawil somewhere and do anything and everything? No, no. He stayed within the limits. So from how did he earn his wealth? He'll have to account for that too. And then after having accounted for that, that's not the end of it. وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَ Where he spent it. Where he spent it, that too he will be questioned about. It's not that it was his, so he can do with it as he pleases. No, it's Allah Ta'ala's trust. And therefore, when a person passes away, before he passes away, if he decides to write in his will, for example, that all this, whatever I own must be given to so-and-so, whatever, it's not valid. It's not what the paper is written on. Or he makes some bequest or wasiyat for a certain child, this item of mine must be given to the son, or this must be given to that daughter. That bequest for an heir is not valid. It's null and void. Now he's saying, my wealth, I earned it, so I can do as I wish. No, it's not your wealth. It's Allah Ta'ala's trust. So now that trust was given to a person in his lifetime, and he was given some leeway in it. You can use it as you please within these limits, within this framework of Shariat and Deen. But the time comes when you're going to leave, then you will not do as you please. We will command how you will do it. So now from this wealth, whether that person, you like him or not, that son, you like him or not, but he'll get so much. That daughter, you don't want to give it to her too, but she'll get so much. Those parents will get so much. And you want to have some leeway to give anybody else apart from heirs, but maximum one third. You try to exceed that, it's not what the paper is written on. It's null and void. Why? Because this was just a trust in your hand. So you don't have the prerogative to do as you please in it. The prerogative is not yours. The prerogative is ours, Allah Ta'ala is saying. So therefore Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran Sharif the complete detail. يُسِيكُمْ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْزَيْنِ Allah Ta'ala has ordained how must this wealth be now distributed upon a person's demise. Who will get what portion among the heirs? The male will get double the share of the female in terms of sons and daughters, for example. Allah Ta'ala has ordained it. It's Allah Ta'ala's wealth. It is Mimma razaqnahum. Allah Ta'ala says what we gave them. Allah Ta'ala's wealth. His prerogative how it must be distributed. But unfortunately, with this, the tsunamis that keep going around and this winds that blow in terms of this Western mindset and this gender equality and all these things that keep coming around, Allah forbid, people are making statements of kufr in regard to these ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That na'uzu billah, this 2:1 ratio doesn't apply in this zamana. This was for some other time. As if na'uzu billah, the Quran Sharif is outdated. So this is Allah Ta'ala's wealth. Allah Ta'ala has granted it. And Allah Ta'ala has the prerogative of commanding insan that you use it in this manner, you do not use it in that manner. And when you pass away, this is how it will happen. You got no prerogative in that. So likewise here in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is saying that الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى. So it's not, we were talking about that sometimes a person, he feels that, well, I spent so much in good works, so if I spent and wasted some, if so-called waste in this, but what he feels is so-called waste, which is a waste in reality, in some extravagance, in wasteful things, just in order to make a name, so it doesn't matter, it matters a great deal. It matters a great deal on the day of Qiyamah, he will have to account for that as well. And that too could have earned him so much in the Akhirat, had that also been used to help some needy person. That which would have got torn and thrown away, that got spent on somebody who was starving. What du'as would have come out of that person's heart? How much it would have helped somebody? And most of the time, all this is just in the mind, is just in the eyes. Often much of the things that a person squanders wealth on, one is something that is of practical benefit, something of tangible benefit, some comfort, some luxury that a person, he takes some benefit out of it. Very good, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give barakat in it, no problem. But many of these things that a person squanders wealth on, is this merely in the mind and is the eyes? Aanko ki masti. That it must look like this and it may look better to others like this. So I need to make it in such a way that it looks better to others. But now, 10 other people got this, so this is not good enough. It must be unique so others will take notice. Now in order to make it unique, so now that making it unique, there's no end to it. And then what became unique today, tomorrow that too will be outdated. So now we have to get something else unique. And for what? In order to just impress others. As one sign somewhere, there was that we buy things we don't need with money we do not have to impress people we don't like. We got some rivalry with somebody, so now the rivalry of whatever sort, so now we're not in a very good term with him. So now in order to now just keep putting him down, so now we buy things we don't need. We don't need it. But here's something now new. We don't need it, but it's there, so I have to have it. And with money we don't have. Often Allah forbid that thing is, that money is being borrowed, there's interest, haram being paid on it. The la'nat of Allah Ta'ala is being drawn down. And all being done for what? To impress somebody we don't like. So this is the chakkar shaitan puts a person in. So, the focus of a mu'min is his akhirat. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with in dunya, in a halal manner it has come, he is not hankering after it, in a moderate manner, whatever it is making Allah Ta'ala blessed him, alhamdulillah. It's a ni'mat, it's a bounty. Use it correctly, make shukr upon it. That shukr will take him closer to Allah Ta'ala also. But there are certain limits and certain lines that this has to stay within. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى. That they spend in ease also, they spend in adversity also. Spend where? Spend in the cause of righteousness. In helping the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in assisting the needy. There are people who spend the day without having eaten anything. They go to bed hungry. Is looking out for such people. People don't have even the bare minimum to survive basically. So now whatever somebody is in a real critical situation, he's looking out for such people. One is that whoever somebody he passes by, well and good, alhamdulillah, that too is fine. But looking out, finding out who are the people in desperation. And there are many such people in true desperation. But they won't even make it known, make anyone aware what their plight is. It's between them and Allah Ta'ala. And this is what the real thing to be done, to find out who such people are. And to do what we can in our capacity. Somebody can do something little, somebody can do something more. Accordingly to try and be of help to the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى. That these are the ashiqeen of Allah Ta'ala. This is where it starts off from. Can you imagine what is the position of such people? Allah Ta'ala is highlighting this first. Again, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they suppress their anger. We have discussed this on many, many occasions, the importance of this suppressing of anger. And this is the true strength. This is the kamal and achievement of a person. That he has the power and the strength to suppress the anger. Anger will come. It's part of insan's nature. Things will upset him, something will provoke him, somebody will say something that will anger him. It's part of insan's nature. He'll feel that anger. And therefore the command of Allah Ta'ala is Malkazimeen al-Ghayz. That those who suppress that anger, it'll be there, but they keep it blocked. They don't allow it to just be vented. And in that process just start blurting out things and saying anything and everything. And then a person now is trying to damage control. But the bullet has already been, it's left the chamber, the damage is done. Now what is going to do damage control? That damage is done. in order to teach him the lesson, what he did was, he gave him one nail one day. Young son, he gave him one nail. He said, go knock it there on the wooden fence. So he went and knocked it. He doesn't know what's the whole wisdom behind what he's being told, but he went and did it. That was probably in the Zamana when whatever some child was told to do, he did it. Nowadays the question will come first, but why? And then after the reason is given, say, but does this make sense? There'll be a complete interrogation before there's an acceptance. And after accepting it, it'll say, well, tomorrow maybe. But that was a Zamana when, without question, these things were done. So he went and put it, he knocked it on the fence. The next day he gave him another nail. He said, go knock this. So he went and knocked it on the wooden fence. The third day he gave him another few more nails. After some days now, there were so many nails he had already knocked in. So he told him, now go and pull it out. Go and pull all those nails out. So he went, as you take a nail out, from pulled it out. So he said, so what happened now? What happened? You asked me to knock the nails in, I knocked it. You asked me to pull it out, I pulled it out. He says, but did you notice anything? So he says, no, I didn't, I don't know what you're getting at. So he says, you see, when you knock the nails were sticking in there. Now you took it out, it's no more there. But can you see that wooden fence now filled with holes? The nails are out, but the mark is still there. The holes are still there. So that word which came out in anger, those hurtful statements that came out in anger, afterwards by apologizing, you'll pull the nail out. You'll apologize and say, please, Maaf, I made a mistake. So you'll pull the nail out. So the nail will come out, but the holes will remain. The nails will come out, but the holes will remain. And sometimes it takes a long time now, after it gets weathered and so on, maybe that hole will just get blocked up again. So it takes a while before that hurt then diminishes and finally gets erased. And the heart, what is a wooden fence? The heart's sensitivity is a million times more. So therefore that anger can cause great damage. And this is the reason why there's so much of emphasis. Now in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is highlighting among the sifat and the qualities of his ashiqeen. These are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is saying, these are my lovers. These are the muttaqeen. This is how they conduct themselves. They don't just say anything anyhow, just blurt anything, and then after saying it, now think what I said. After saying it, now they think, okay, let me apologize. Yes, an apology must take place. If we made a mistake, we're insan, we can slip up. We must apologize. But that mark and that hole will get left in the fence. So, Allah Ta'ala is therefore highlighting this as among the very special qualities of the ushaq. والكاظمين الغيظ. But then Allah Ta'ala says, my lovers are somebody beyond ordinary people. They suppress their anger. والعافين عن الناس. They don't even harbor any malice. Their hearts are clean. Allah Ta'ala is most pure. And Allah Ta'ala loves people with pure hearts. Allah Ta'ala is most pure. Allah Ta'ala loves whatever is to do with purity. Anything that is to do with dirt and filth, whether it is external dirt and filth, and the most severe dirt and filth is what is in the heart. The worst filth is the filth of kufr, of shirk, of nifaq. This is the worst form of filth. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ najas. Allah Ta'ala says this is complete najasat. But then, all these sins and all the evils of the heart, that malice, that jealousy, that pride, that arrogance, all this is also filth. So harboring that malice is also a kind of dirt. That is why I say, have a clean heart. Don't have any malice for anybody. Have a clean heart. Allah Ta'ala loves those with that clean heart. So these people suppress their anger, but they don't just stop at that. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. They clear their hearts of any ill feeling, any malice. They forgive. This is the effect of that heart being clean, that they, in order to keep it clean also, they forgive it. Let it be. If there's something really recoverable, then they'll, if they want to recover it, they'll undertake the process in a dignified manner. But other than that, let bygones be bygones. Because it's not just gone, it's invested. When a person has forgiven, he hasn't lost out. He's invested it in the akhirat. The rewards of that will come on on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, when the announcement will be made, that we are those people who have a right on Allah Ta'ala. So, فَلَا يَقُومُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَفَى. Nobody will stand up on that occasion to claim that right, which is a right of grace actually. Allah Ta'ala's grace. It's a special grace which is being just presented in this manner. Who has a right on Allah Ta'ala? So nobody will stand up on that occasion to receive that special grace. إِلَّا مَنْ عَفَى. But the person who had forgiven in dunya. He had forgiven in dunya, he will stand up to receive that special grace. So وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are not just somebody that stops at that. They go one step beyond that also. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala loves those who then make ihsan. Who then, they return evil with good. So somebody hurt them, they will cut him. Doesn't matter, puff, everything is okay. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat and afiyat also. Give him dua as well. Allahu yuhibbu al-muhsineen. Then further Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Being the ashik of Allah Ta'ala and being a muttaqi doesn't mean that this insan who is not a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they were the masoom and sinless beings. But after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, our situation, we are very, very weak. So does it mean that this, due to our weakness, there is no chance that we can ever be the ashiks of Allah Ta'ala? We can never be muttaqi because we'll make mistakes, we'll fall into some sin sometimes, Allah forbid, something will happen. So does it mean that our chances of being among the muttaqeen are forever dashed? Allah Ta'ala says, no. These are my true servants. They are my ushak. And because they are insan, sometimes they can fall too. But when they fall, when they slip up somewhere, then their matter is very different. One is a person who is far away from Allah Ta'ala. A person who doesn't have this taqwa at all. Then the person gets into sin and boldly will then even try to justify the sin. Or he will be bold about what he's doing and shameless, can't be concerned about who says what. He's not concerned about Allah Ta'ala watching, not concerned about insan also. But this muttaqi situation is different. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh used to often explain this aspect of taqwa is like the virtue of a person being ba-wuzu. See, he must always be with wudu. Very great virtue. That a person remains forever in wudu. Now that person who stays all the time in wudu is a very great virtue for such a person. Now what is it that will, does it mean that in order to gain this virtue, a person, his wudu will never ever break? He's going to sleep, his wuzu is going to break. He's going to go to relieve himself, his wuzu is going to break. That's going to happen. It's going to happen many times a day. But the person is still called that he forever stays in wuzu. Why? Because as soon as his wuzu breaks, he immediately refreshes the wuzu. So he is regarded and titled as ba wuzu. This person stays all the time in wuzu. That's how he'll be described. Because as soon as his wuzu breaks, he doesn't leave it there. Then immediately he goes and refreshes the wuzu. So likewise the muttaqeen, they are insan. But Allah Ta'ala says that they are insan, but not just heedless insan. Unconcerned. Whatever happens, we'll see tomorrow. Because as they say, tomorrow never comes. That tomorrow, even if life hasn't gone, but when a person has postponed tawbah for tomorrow, when he already didn't take the chance now and postponed it for tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, he'll say next week. And when next week comes, he'll say when Ramadan comes. Then he'll postpone it even further. There is a certain moment when that realization comes, when the person fell into sin. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those, Allah Ta'ala is still speaking about the qualities of the muttaqeen. They are those when they have fallen into some kind of shamelessness, some lewd act, some evil, fahisha, some evil they have done, whatever evil it is. Or they have oppressed themselves with some sin, because this is an oppression. oppression against oneself. Any sin is going to lead a person to difficulties. If a person puts somebody else in difficulty, he says oppressing him. He now is causing harm to somebody. He says oppressing him. By committing sin, the person is putting himself into difficulty. In dunya also, in akhirat as well. So this is the greatest zulm on himself. Allah Ta'ala says, but these muttaqeen, if they slipped up into something, but then there's a moment that after that sin, in that moment of sin, this fire of shahwat and of lust and all the other evils, this becomes so overwhelming on that insan that it makes him heedless and forget, makes him forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the danger of this fire of shahwat and fire of illicit feelings and lust, etc., haram, when the person gets into these things. And these things, when a person allows it to incite, first he must use his eyes outside on the street, then now he decided to get onto something worse, and then he went and sat down somewhere and he started looking at something on his phone, and then he gets into something deeper. As a result, this fire starts overwhelming the heart. And then in that kind of insanity that overtakes, because this heart becomes completely engulfed in those flames of that shahwat, he loses his mind momentarily. He can't think what is right and wrong. He can't think which direction he's stretching his hand in, which direction his legs are moving in, and what he's saying, what he's doing, where he's going. He becomes completely oblivious of all the things around him, and after some time, that reality strikes. What I did was terrible. Now one is that to save oneself from this kind of situation, therefore Allah Ta'ala has put the brakes on the means of sin, that look after the gaze. Because if the gaze will not be looked after, then the person is putting himself into great risk. So in any case, a person who has taqwa nevertheless in his heart, but somewhere he slipped up, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. At some stage again, that remembrance of Allah comes, that إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ. What did I do? How did I commit this? Why did I ever get myself into this situation? As soon as that realization comes, they don't leave it for tomorrow. They don't say later. Fastaghfirullah. Immediately. Fastaghfirullah. They immediately seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. They immediately shed tears of repentance. They immediately pour out the heart, the regret of the heart, through their eyes and through their words of humility and begging Allah Ta'ala, and they seek Allah Ta'ala's pardon and forgiveness. Fastaghfirullah. Fastaghfirullah. They immediately seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So this is the aspect about these muttaqeen. They are insan. They can fall somewhere sometimes, Allah forbid, but they don't remain fallen. They don't just heedlessly continue in that wrong. They immediately put the brakes and immediately make a U-turn. ذَكَرُوا فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They immediately seek forgiveness for their sins. In this commentary of this ayat, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, Lama Arusi rahmatullah alayhi explains various meanings of this. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. One meaning of this is, ذَكَرُوا عَظَمَةَ اللَّهِ وَوَعِيدَهُ. They remember the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the universe. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created me. Allah Ta'ala has full power over me. وَوَعِيدَهُ. They remember the warnings of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has sounded many warnings for those who will disobey Him, those who will commit all the kinds of evil and vice. Those warnings suddenly come to mind. And as a result of that, they immediately turn to repentance. I can't delay this for one moment. ذَكَرُوا عَظَمَةَ اللَّهِ وَوَا. Now, immediately remembering the day of Qiyamah will come, I am going to be presented in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When a person presents himself somewhere, he wants to look presentable. That's why every morning the person looks in the mirror. Then is he going to be presentable? And therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this inner side as well. And the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, when you look into the mirror, then decide, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. Allah, you've made my appearance very good and very beautiful. Ya Allah, adorn my akhlaq and my inner side as well. Often in everything we have to make sure everything is matching. Everything must be color coordinated. There mustn't be something, one color and another completely odd color alongside it. Everything must match. So this inner self and external self must also match. That the external self must be presentable in the correct way. Presentable in terms of Sharia and Sunnah. But then the batin also must be accordingly. Not just externally a person has made some changes. That too is alhamdulillah, very good. But it doesn't stop there. The inner self must match the outer self. That the outer self, mashallah, a person has adopted the sunnah, excellent. But now together with that, the inner self must match it also. Ya Allah, you adorned my external self, adorned my inner self. So they remember this present, they're going to be present in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now they are worried, will I be presentable? If I end up going with this dirt of sin, it's like a person looking in the mirror and he sees all kind of filth and dirt upon him. He gets a shock, I need to clean myself. So now this person considers this, and in this moment he realizes that I'm not presentable. He therefore immediately tries to wash himself with that istighfar, repenting from that sin, making sincere istighfar, begging Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And as a result, he cleans himself. And then, ذَكَرُوا سُؤَالَهُ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ. Now he remembers, Allah Ta'ala is going to take me to account as well. He's going to ask about the deeds I've done. If somebody comes suddenly and asks me things in dunya about what I did, I'll be so embarrassed. I'll be embarrassed in dunya, on the day of Qiyamah, the whole makhluk will be there. So now he remembers that. He says, I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait for later. My life might go just now. I need to make istighfar now. I need to sincerely repent now. And ذَكَرُوا جَلَالَهُ فَحَابُوا. They immediately remember Allah Ta'ala's awe and greatness, Allah Ta'ala's power. Allah Ta'ala can take me to task right now. I'm misusing this gift and ni'mat of the eye that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with. Allah Ta'ala has the power to blind me right now. This hand Allah Ta'ala blessed me with, Allah Ta'ala can snatch its power immediately. I can become paralyzed. So they immediately remember this. And they say, no, I got to stop right now. I can't carry on with this. So that momentarily the person fell. But if he's a true ashik of Allah Ta'ala, immediately this comes to mind. I can't carry on like this. I must make tawbah right now. And ذَكَرُوا جَمَالَهُ فَاسْتَحْيُوا. They remember all the great favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon them. And as a result, they feel embarrassed and ashamed. Allah Ta'ala has given me everything. And I am using all these bounties of Allah Ta'ala in breaking His commands. Don't I have any shame? How am I going to face Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? This haya comes into them immediately. And as a result of this haya, they sincerely make tawbah and istighfar. And they stop committing that wrong immediately. So though they are momentarily away from Allah Ta'ala because they fell in something, but because of that inherent taqwa, they immediately come back onto the point they were. Through that genuine and sincere tawbah and istighfar, having cleansed themselves, having washed themselves of that sin, this is the special quality of these muttaqeen, these true lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They cannot tolerate this connection of love getting disrupted. So as soon as they realize that something has come in between, they now take immediate steps to restore that connection. And the step is sincere tawbah, istighfar, and that istiqamat on that tawbah will come when a person then adopts the company of the muttaqeen. He remains in the company of the muttaqeen, that will become a means of istiqamat on that tawbah. So these are some of the qualities of the muttaqeen and the true lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala has described in these ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant this sifat to all of us, make us among His true shaq, make us among the muttaqeen. Allah ta'ala keep us with iman, take us with iman, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make dhikr for a few minutes in dua. It is reported in the Hadith Sharif that the person recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily,
Allah Ta'ala will cause his face to shine like the 14th moon on the day of Qiyamah. What this means is that inshallah with the barakat of this daily recitation, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the tawfiq of righteous actions and save him from sin. This will become the means of this great honor on the day of Qiyamah. Recite the Rushri.
وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله
عزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما نبه، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق، لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عنا سيئها، لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. إله العالمين يا الله، most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. إله العالمين يا الله، forgive us يا الله. Allah forgive all our major and minor sins, ya Allah. Allah forgive our families, ya Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah. Forgive the ummah, ya Allah. Allah show your maghfirat on the ummah, ya Allah. Show your rahmat on the ummah, ya Allah. Allah guide us and the entire ummah, ya Allah. Guide us to your pleasure, ya Allah. Guide us to your love, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, guide us to taqwa, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, guide us to the sifat of the ushaq, ya Allah. Guide us to the sifat of those you love, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive all our major and minor sins, ya Allah. Make us your true and loyal servants and obedient servants, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, save us from all the fitna and fasad, ya Allah. Allah, from every direction, ya Allah, shaitan and his agents are there to try to catch us, ya Allah. To try to derail us, ya Allah. To try to trap us into all kinds of sins and vices, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, every step, ya Allah, they are challenges and temptations, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can only be saved with your help, ya Allah. Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfata'in. Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfata'in. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. Allah, don't leave us to ourselves with the blink of an eye, Allah. Allah, don't leave us to ourselves with the blink of an eye, Allah. ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد إله العالمين grant us استقامة الدين يا الله keep us steadfast on إيمان الإسلام يا الله keep us steadfast on the right أعمال يا الله save us from all the evils and vices يا الله save us from the sins of the eyes and ears يا الله from the sins of the tongue يا الله from the sins of the hands and feet, Ya Allah. Allah, from the sins of the heart, Ya Allah. Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, we've done so much to adorn our external selves, Ya Allah. And we've put so much of filth inside us, Ya Allah. We've filled our hearts with all the filth of the dunya, Ya Allah. With all the evils and vices, Ya Allah. What an injustice we have done, Ya Allah. How mismatched we are, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make our zahir correct also, Ya Allah. Make our zahir according to what you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Make our batin also correct, Ya Allah. Allah, purify our heart shine, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, purify it, Ya Allah. Allah, make it shine with the noor of Sunnat, Ya Allah. With the noor of Iman, Ya Allah. With the noor of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. With the noor of Zikr and Dua, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Remove all the pride, the malice, the jealousy, the arrogance from our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove all the evils from our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with tawazu, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with compassion and kindness, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Allahumma rizukna hubbak. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد إله العالمين make your love more beloved to us than our own selves يا الله than our families يا الله than cold water on a hot day يا الله إله العالمين fill our hearts with your محبة يا الله fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم fill our hearts with the love of his Mubarak way of life يا الله Allah grant us the love of the Sunnah يا الله enable us to love the Sunnah يا الله إله العالمين save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara يا الله Allah remove the thinking of the Yahud and Nasara from our minds and hearts يا الله Allah fill our hearts with the thinking of deen, Ya Allah, with the imani mindset, Ya Allah, with the mindset of the sunnah, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustabirra, daima, Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah, Allah, all those, any kind of difficulties and hardships, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah, to their financial problems, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah, grant barakat in each one's risk, Ya Allah, grant halal and tayyib risk, Ya Allah, grant us halal and tayyib risk, Ya Allah, save us from every drop and grain of haram, Ya Allah, save us from doubtful wealth also, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all those who have passed away from our families throughout the Ummat. Ilahul Alameen, make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Allah, make their qabr's gardens of Jannah for them, Ya Allah. Grant them the high stages in the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Allah, our time is also coming, Ya Allah. Allah, we have no idea when the Indian of death will meet us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, there will be no respite at that moment, Ya Allah. Allah, make us forever ready for that, Ya Allah. Keep us in a state of readiness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, let us be ready in terms of our amal, Ya Allah. In terms of the hukuk of people, Ya Allah. In terms of your hukuk, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Save us from that disgrace of that moment, Ya Allah. That we are totally unprepared, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Take us on the complete and perfect Iman, Ya Allah. Take us on the kalima la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, take us on tawbat and nasuh, Ya Allah. Take us at a time that you are pleased with us and we are pleased with you, Ya Allah. Make our qabr's gardens of Jannah for us, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Save all the Muslims, Ya Allah. Save the Iman and Islam of every Muslim, Ya Allah. Save the Amal of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Allah, save the lives and wealth and honor of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, putting the Muslims in every part of the world, Ya Allah. Allah, in every part of the world, Ya Allah, the Muslims are being persecuted, Ya Allah. Allah, they only cry Rasulullah. Allah, they only cry with the clutches of the disbelievers, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from their zulm, Ya Allah. Allah, remove the zulm of the disbelievers, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant them hidayat also, Ya Allah. Allah, if hidayat is not decreed for them, Allah, wipe them out from the face of this earth, Ya Allah. Allah, bring such an azab upon them, that the whole world till Qiyamah takes notice, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Allahumma khuzhum akhna azizim muqtadir. Allahumma khuzhum akhna azizim muqtadir. Allahumma khuzhum akhna azizim muqtadir. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us among your true servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us among your loyal servants, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all the work of deen taking place, accept it, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of spouses, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Whatever we ask for, Allah grant us it, Ya Allah. Allah, what we should have asked and have not asked, Allah, without asking, give it to us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. All the good that Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam begged for, Allah grant us all that good, Ya Allah. Whatever he sought refuge from, Allah, you protect us as well, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.